Well, we've had a bit of other extra stuff this morning, so I will cut the first 20 minutes of my homily and go right to my points that I want to make. I help out in the atrium with the catechesis of the Good Shepherd for the 3, 4, and 5-year-olds, and so I certainly didn't want to let Good Shepherd Sunday go by without saying something, because it's a powerful image, the image of the Good Shepherd. We all recognize that we don't have that many shepherds of the kind that were around, but we still recognize that, don't we? We recognize that, and recognize that Jesus is our good shepherd. And there's a couple aspects of it that I want us to take with it. We forget that one of the jobs of a shepherd was not just to lead the sheep around, but one job of the shepherd was to protect the sheep as they were out there from wild animals and thieves too. I don't know if you'd call them rustlers. Do you rustle sheep? But anyway, you could steal them anyway, and that wasn't invented in Western movies. I mean, people would come around and want to steal those. Livestock was one of the few forms of wealth in those days. So, and that's why David. That's what the reason why David was so adept with that sling was sheep defense, I think, to get the animals away, keep the animals away especially. And so that's what he did. And we want to remember that the Good Shepherd not just doesn't want to lead us, but he protects us, as this reading said, from those who would lead us astray, and not just people like the Pharisees who were kind of on the wrong path spiritually, but the forces of the world that want to lead us astray, the forces of the enemy that want to lead us to destruction or lead us off the path, that God lead us away from the Good Shepherd. He protects us from that. And elsewhere Jesus says the shepherd lays down his life for his sheep if he needs to, and our shepherd already has, hasn't he? He has laid down his life for us. So that's how far he will go to protect us if we stay with him. If we stay, abide in him, as John's gospel says, if we do that, he will not only lead us to life, but lead us, but protect us from the forces that want to lead us astray, the forces of destruction. And of course, the other thing is, the reason that we like this Good Shepherd is it's a very pastoral, of course, that's what pastoral means, is shepherd, but it is a very serene scene, if you will. The sheep sort of gently following the shepherd, and the shepherd, gently guiding the sheep with, his rod and his staff. They're there to guide the sheep. The thing that Jesus points out is they know enough to follow him because they know his voice and they trust him because wherever he's taken them, it's been good. They haven't been eaten by wolves. They haven't been stolen. And where he takes them, there's good water and there's stuff to eat. So the sheep trust Jesus, trust the Good Shepherd. And so I always tell, whenever I talk about the Good Shepherd, I always say, and so we need to be as smart as sheep in our lives. The sheep are smart enough to follow the Good Shepherd, so can we too be smart enough to follow Jesus and trust that where he leads us is good. He wants to lead us. He doesn't want to dictate to us or anything. Where Jesus wants to lead us is life. It's joy, it's peace, it's in this life and the next. It's all that life can be. That's where Jesus wants to lead us. And so, as I said before, but for him to lead us, we have to follow him, and we have to be as smart as sheep. So that's a challenge for us, but I'm sure that we can do it, and he will always be with us if we will stay with him.